Hey, so I hope everybody had a wonderful Yontif, Be'ez Hashem, and we come now to, I guess, the home stretch, both in terms of the Zman and also in terms of Hilchos Nida. Actually, as we move now to the next Siman, Siman Kuf Tzadi Zayin, it's really not Hilchos Nida per se anymore. It's the conclusion of Hilchos Nida, those relating to Tevila. We'll have a lot of discussion about Chafifa and some of the physical preparations. And we begin today with the sugya of Tefillah Bizman and Mitzvah. So let's start now with the first of the sources. It's important to understand, and I think we pointed this out in the past, that the Torah actually never explicitly states, strangely enough, Torah never explicitly states that a nida needs to go to the mikveh to get out of, to remove her status of being a nida. It's never exactly clear in the psukim. We have other psukim, other situations where people become tamei, and the Torah does specifically mention that the way to become tor is either by going to a mikveh or a mayan. The difference being that a mikveh is collected water. Yikavu HaMayim, water is collected. A Mayan is like a natural spring, but again, some sort of immersion in water is necessary to remove certain other tumors. That's explicitly mentioned in the Torah. It's strange that the Torah actually never mentions directly that a nida requires mikvah. We know that it's true, but it's not actually explicit in the Torah.
Rabbi,
Yeah.
we're wondering, is there any type of tumah which disappears by itself? Any type of tumah d'oraisa?
Any type of tumah d'oraisa which disappears by itself. I don't think so. I can't think of anything offhand. I don't think, I can't I have to think. I can't think of anything offhand.
We're just curious if, like, what would be the havamina to assume that
No,
you are.
I don't think there's any havamina to assume that she wouldn't have to go to the mikvah. That's just curious that the Torah never specifically mentioned it. You're right. I mean, your point is well taken. I'm not suggesting that we should think that the tumah should go away. These are different type of tumah. It's a natural biological occurrence. You could conceive of a case. You could conceivably say, well, since nida is generated by something which is natural and biological, when that condition is over, maybe it's automatic. I mean, you could logically come up with such a point, but I'm not suggesting. I don't want to overstate the case. I'm just pointing out that the Torah never actually mentions it directly, but clearly there's no question about it. I mean, there's no question. Just going to make this, we have different psukim with different things which we do indicate. So let's take a look at some of the sources.
I asked Rabbi the Shaila a bunch of years ago back in high school
Oh, yeah.
when I used to run Shabbatons at a nursing home. And there was a tendency for the female residents, the older female residents, to reach out for a hug or something like that, or to
Oh.
pinch a cheek or something like that. And I asked Rabbi whether or not we could be choshesh for Moshe's, or we can possibly be so mechaner of Moshe's tshuva about how
Not
if
their
somebody is
chiba.
Also in terms of a benida or something, how the mother could have possibly went to the ocean and the bathing suit isn't really
Right.
a or something. The Rebbe recommended that we should stay away from
That's what I thought,
women
yeah.
hugging senior citizens.
Okay, I don't remember the conversation. I take your word for it. It sounds like that's what I would have said. Anyway, so again, I don't want to overstate the case. There's no question that women have to go to need tefillah in order to remove their status of being in either. The question is, where exactly does it come from? So we have Psukim and Parshas Mitzvah in the first source. We've seen this Psukim many times. Vayikra Perek Tesvav. So there it says in Pasuk Yutesh, it says that even someone who touches a nida becomes tamei, and we've discussed this. And in Pasuk Chav, whatever she lies on, whatever she sits on. And in Pasuk Chav Aleph, in Perek Tesvav, it says, the Tomei Arv. So regarding someone who touches something that became Tomei through a Nida, clearly there the Torah uses the expression, Rachas Mayim. So there you have to go. There's no question about it. Okay, so someone who touches something touched by a Nida needs to go to the Mikveh. Okay? Rachas Mayim means, Mikveh. Okay? Similar, so that's one possible source. I mean, just logically, I mean, if someone who touches something became Tomei through a Nida, has to go to the mikveh, then obviously that includes the nida herself. Right? I mean, that's one way of looking, as we'll see. Another relevant pasuk is in later in the Chumash, in Parshas Matos, Bamidbar Parak Lamed Aleph, that's talking about the battle right after the battle with Midian. right? Gula Klemijan. That's the Torah tells us that when the Jewish people fought, Bnei Yisrael fought against the people of Midian, so they took the spoils, they took booty, property, stuff that had belonged to the Midianim, they took it as spoils of war. And the Torah tells us that these kalim that they took, if they're made out of certain metals, so certain things have to be done before you can use them for kosher food, right? This is one of the makaris for both Hagolas kalim, we just had the Pesach, right, the kosher kalim, and the Vetvilas kalim. So it says in Perek Lamed Aleph, Midbar Pasuk Chof Beis, Achas Azov, Vesakesev, Zerachoshev, Zerabarzo, Zabdil, Vesalfor. You have these six types of metals. If any kalim are made out of gold or silver or copper or... brass, iron, tin, and lead, and these type of materials. So then, right? The way to kasher it, that's the term we use, to kasher it, if it's used directly with fire, it has to be kashered through fire, right? That's called libun. You can't just put that in the boiling water, right? Someone who's used directly through the medium of fire has to be kashered through the medium of fire. And then it says in the pasuk, ach b'mei nida yischata. Right, it has to be dunked. That's that we learn that that's one of the makaros for tefillas kalim. In addition to kashering it and removing any forbidden flavor, the midyanim use these pots and pans for whatever tarfas that they cook or basar b'chalav or whatever. So you have to kasher it. In addition, ach b'mei nida yischato has to be placed immersed in mei nida, and then also b'chol asher lo yovo eish tavir b'mayim, something which doesn't. It didn't become traced directly through fire. It wasn't used directly on a fire, so you can put it in the hot water, that's Hagola, and so on. So, okay, so again, I'm not interested in those details now, but rather in the fact that the Torah refers to the water, you have to put these things in his main nida. And Rashi and Chumash, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Chaf Gimel, 3, Achmed, Nadi Yishchata, Umei Nida, Haksun Karen, Darshu, Mayim, Hayru, Uyim, Litbo, Behem Nida, Bechamahim, Arboim, Saw. Right, 40 saw, that's a couple hundred gallons of water, that's how much water has to be. It has to be water, it's suitable for Nida to go. And so therefore you see an assumption, right? That the Torah calls that water, what we call mikvah, the Torah calls it Mei Nida. So it's obvious that's water that Nida has to go, and that's the drush of the Gemara. Okay, and that's really the sugi and Avodah Zarah, the very end of Avodah Zarah, Daf Ayin Ham at Beis. The Gemara says in Source 4, Tani Bar Kapora, Mitoch Shenemar B'mei Nida. Okay, well, it uses the term Mei Nida. So the Gemara points out, I should have quoted the Psukim, but it doesn't mention it. And Rashi says there in Avodah Zarah, Ayin Ham at Beis in 5, Mei Nida Yishchata B'klei Midyan Ksib, right? But the Psukim we just saw in Parshas Matos. But also in Parshas Chukas, when it talks about Tahara with the Parah Duma, Tahara from Tumas Meis, it also has the expression "May nida lo zorak alav tamehu." I should have quoted that passage. Take a look. It's in, I don't have it in front of me, but it's in Bamidbar Perek Yud Tes, the first part of Parshas Chukas. We laid on Parshas Parah, right? So it says "May nida lo zorak alav." So it also calls it "May nida." Now, so the Gemara has a Havamina. Well, by Parah Duma, in addition to immersing, you know, in addition to the May nida, you also have to have Hazos Shlish Shushri. You have to sprinkle it. Day 3 and day 7 by Parah Duma, it says Mei Nida Lo Zorak Alav, and referring there to Hazaz Shlish Shri. So by the Tanabar Kapor, Mitok Shemar Mei Nida Shomene Tzar Hazaz Shlish Shri. Tamar Ach. Okay, now it says Achmed at the pasuk there in Parshas Matos. Look back in the middle in Source 2, the second pasuk was Chav Gimel Perek Lamed Aleph of Bamidbar. It says Ach Mei Nida Yischatz Ach Chalei. Okay, you don't have to have that. And that is our boy himself. Anyway, clearly, again, we're not interested in all the details of the Tum and Tara aspect now, but the fact that the Torah refers to the mikveh water for being Matara other things from Tumah as Mei Nida. That's what it's called. Okay? But furthermore, we also have a Joshua, which we've seen as well, back in Parshas Mitzorah now, at the end of that Perek Tesvav, Source 6. Okay, Perek Tesvav VaYikra Lamed Beis Zos Torah Hazava Asher Teitzev Nishuk Lazor LaTama Ba Lamed Gimel VaHadava BeNidasa Hadava BeNidasa. What does that mean? VaHadava BeNidasa. That's somewhat of an unusual, expression, right? VaDava BeNidasa, because Dava also means someone who's got a flow from the body, right? Dava is also Nidas. What's Hadava BeNidasa? Again, we've seen this in the past. Okay, so the phrase seems to be, you know, repetitive, Adava Benidosa. So actually, it's Machokas. I didn't print the whole Gemara, but the Gemara in Shabbos on Sam of Dalman Beis, I printed just the one line of 12 and thus, in Source 7, it says, Elamat Talmud Lomar, Adava Benidosa, Benidosa, Tehe, Ad Shetava Bamaim, Adava Benidosa. The Nida remains Benidosa until something happens. And what's that something? That's the top of Mayim. That's actually Machal. That's a Mekiva. Okay, and you look there in the Gemara and Shabbos on Palm Beis. The Chachamim have a different drasha of Dava Benidosa. It says that she's like Benidui, you know, she's like Benidui meaning Cherem, you know, when a woman's in this status, so she's not supposed to dress up and so on and so forth. But that's the Chachamim. Rabbi Kiva says, no, Dava Benidosa means she remains in Nida until something comes to change her status. Something must change her status, and that's just Tava Mayim. All right, so the truth of the matter is, I mean, you have here a drasha of Rabbi Kiva in the Gemara, so that's an open and shut case. I mean, that's how he died. It shouldn't have been so much discussion exactly where does it come from that a woman needs to, you know, go to the woman who's in need that needs to go to the mikveh. It says, I'm a drasha, a dava minidasa. Rabbi Kiva understands that to mean, and talks about that, is that she remains in need until she goes in the water. Minidasa tehei, right, as Rashi says there in Psalm of Donald, source 8, tehei minidasa bitumasa, in a status of being nida, ad she tava mayim litbo. And as Rashi says, afal pisha avru shiva shelo pasuk mayana. Even though 7 days have gone by and the source of her discharge has stopped, she's not having that biological condition anymore, and so on and so forth. So you do have this Gemara in Shabbos, although again it's subject to machlokas, and maybe that's why, as we'll see in a moment, the Gaonim and the Rishonim look for other mekoros. Again, it's a little strange since once you have the once you have this drasha, from Rabbi Kiva. We'll see in a moment the Rabbi Natam and the Bali Tosas and the Gaonim, you know, search for other sources. In Lachari, you have a straight drasha. But okay, it could be that, because that drasha, again, I didn't print the whole Gemara in Shabbos, Samuel, Baal, Amaz. You want to look it up, see the Chacham had a different way of learning. Maybe that's why they didn't like it. So we look at different sources, we see different proofs, so to speak, or Makaras. So the fact, again, there's no argument, no question that a woman has to go to the mikveh before being mutaris, before removing her status of being an either. There's no doubt about it, no argument about it. There's no question of what exact source. And the Tshuvas HaGaonim, source number 9, is a different collection. There are different collections of Tshuvas HaGaonim. This is the Musafi or Lik collection, Simon Memhei. And this is Tshuvas from Rav Yehuda Yigon. So it says there, source 9, Tuv Shin Mem Kuf stands for Sha'alu Min Kamoi. They asked the early authority. That's what Shin Mem doesn't stand for Shita Gubetzis there. The Shin Mem Kuf stands for Sha'alu Min Kamoi. They asked the earlier authorities, Nida Shalo Tavlo, Mi Isa Bisa Karis Alo. Someone asked the question, right? A woman who stopped being a Nida physically, biologically, her period's over. Nonetheless, Mi Isa Bisa Karis Alo. Does she, have the Isa Karis Alo? Amar Isa, yes. Yes. Yes, she does. Tuv Sha'alu Min Kamoi, Tvil Inimina Tarminayan. So Omar Kalva Chomer Min Magal. Okay, so the first question is she remains in the status of Nida, including Chiv Karis, even though she's physically not bleeding anymore. The second question, relevant to us now, is Kalva Chomer Magal. That's we had back in the first source, right? In Parashat Metzora, Bichalano Geab Mishkava. Someone who touches something touched by Nida has to go to the mikveh. Zavada, she has to go also. That's what he says. That's what the Gaonim said. Okay? Then there's a Gemara in Yevamos. And of Mem Zion on Bay source number 10. Okay, the Gemara there says, Ubumokom Shanida Tovela Sham Ger Ve'Evin Meshuchar Tovla. That's the sugi over there, telling us that when somebody converts Ger, so the Ger has to undergo certain, the male has to undergo Bris Mila, and has to go to the mikveh, and Kabbalah's mitzvah, different things. Okay, in the days of Beis Hamikdash, I bring a carbon. But anyway, so one of the things it says is, where does the Ger go to the mikveh? Ubumokom Shanida Tovelas. Right, as Rashi says, what that means, Rashi in Mem Zion and Beis Yevamos 11, Umakum is in Tavelas, Barboim saw, meaning, in the regular mikveh, 40 saw. Shom, Ger, Bevan, Shukotov, Afo, Pish, Ain, Tilos, Mishum, Tumah, Tara, Keshat, Tilos. Even though the Ger is not going to the mikveh, it has nothing to do with Tumah, right? That's a requirement for Ger, it's not a matter of Tumah. Nevertheless, it's the same din. But again, on that Gemara, so Tosus makes the comment, look at 12, Tosus in Yevamos, Mem Zion or Beis. Tosus says, Tvilas nida lo kosav krabahedja. It's not me making that up, right? Tosa said it. Right? Tosa says openly the requirement of a nida to go to the tvila, to do tvila in the mikveh is not explicitly mentioned in the Torah. Lo kosav krabahedja, no direct pasuk. Upir shav Yehudah gon, that we saw that before. The nafkal of a kavachom and magod, the tone tvila of a kosakain, he atzma, right? That's the one source. If the touching, if someone who touched something that she made, tome, has to go to mikveh and kosakain, she does as well. Rabbi Natan Meforish, the Nafkalim is a different drasha. Rabbi Natan Meforish, the Nafkalim is a hard to dark shirim of the Zorah. That's the Sugar of the Zorah. Ach, b'mei nida yischata. Okay, obviously a nida requires water, because it's called mei nida. Okay, mayim shanei tavalas ben kamehem mem so. So that's a bit of time. And Rabbi Yitzchak the Rei Pirish, the Rei says the nafkalon the nafka meha the darshinan beperak b'meishik more on Shabbos. Again, the Mishonim have different, different sources. Another possibility, the Tosfos Yeshonim on the page there in Yevamos Mem Zayin Beis, source 13 in Otsalim. Od Yesh Mefarshim Kavachom the Tzivi Chabes Begodov, Chabes Begodov Shekol Shekain He Atzma. Okay, whenever you have Chabes Begodov, so that's there in Chof Aleph, it says, "Kol Negev Mishkol Yichabes Begadov." Not so much, but why Yichabes Begadov? So it requires so Kol Shekain. It's similar drasha. And Yesh Mefarshim somewhere else, another thing from Parshas Chukas. Okay, it says Umaze Mehanida. That's the person who sprinkles the water, you know, by the Tara from the Paraduma from Tumas Meis. I printed a pasuk there, Chukas Parag Yud Tes Pasuk Chof Aleph 14. Vayisalom Chukas Olam Umaze Mehanida Yichabes Begadov Anogev Mehanida Yitmarar. So Umaze Mehanida Mekano Nida Shetzvicha Mayim. Fine, another source. And the Rambam has yet a different source. Okay, again, all these Rishonim have different sources. When they have all these sources, when everybody has a different pasuk, it means it's not so clear as we would otherwise like it to be. Right? Otherwise, you don't need so many different possibilities. But anyway, the Rambam is based on a different pasuk in Parshas Metzora, Perek Tezvav, pasuk Yuches. It says, "By Isha Sheyishkav Ish Osa Shichva Zera Barachas Mavav Tomar Arav." Okay, that if you they have relations. Okay, so there's the Barachas to Amayim. So there it does say Barachas to Amayim. Okay. The Rambam writes, "Hilchos Rabbiyah, Perek Dal, Halacha Gimel, 16. Avol Nida V'Zava V'Leilah Shelo Tava V'Mikva Haboal Achav Afilo Achav Kama Shonim Chayav Kares." We've seen this Rambam before, right? If as long as they didn't go to the mikveh, you can have relations. 5 years later, it doesn't matter. She remains in the status of being a nida until she goes to the mikveh. Should be Yamim Utvila Tala Kasev. Right? You need both the days to the requisite number of days to go by plus Tvila the mikveh. Shenemar Harunov Racha Tzuba Mayim Zeb Binyan Av L'Chol Tomei Shubatumasu Ad Sheyitpo. The Rambam, you're sure from your question before, the Rambam has the expression Kol Tomei Shubatumasu. So, it means every type of tum. All right. But he says this is the Binyan Av. All right.
The fascinating thing is that you would think that the Binyan Av would be more explicit.
More explicit. But here it's okay. Anyway. That's what the Rambam pointed. Like Os Maimonides there in the Os Aleph from Perek Dal Halacha Gimel 17, he summarized all the shitas, right? Lo kasev nida tefila behedyim. I mean, everybody is bothered by this. It's not bothered. There's no question of halacha. It's just somewhat striking. And as you said, you expect it to be. But he says lo kasev nida tefila behedyim. Pirush Rabbi Yehuda Gaon, Kavachomer Maga. Rabbi Natan says it's from the Gemara in the end of Avodah Zarah. Achman Ben Yehuda Yischata, and the Rei says it's from the Gemara in Shabbos Adav Midasa, and the Rambam has his approach. Okay, the actually the Smag has one more. We'll round it out. Okay, the Smag in Lavan and Kufi Aleph, which you see many things in this presentation. The Smag actually has all the dinner nida. He also has a different sheet. There's an 18, right? The Smag Al Nida Zav Yelayis Al Tovim and Mikba Bo Alachav Afil Achkam Shem Chayav Kars. The Rambam says, okay. And he says, he quotes the Rambam, right? That's the Racha to Mayim, right? That's that, the Binyan Av. That's the Rambam. The Od Darsha is the Re, and the Gemara in Shabbos. And then he has Rav Haigon in the third line. We had it from Rabbi Yehudai Gon. He has it from Haigon, from Vamagav, Anagea, Mishkava. Okay, and Rabbi Yaakov, the very end, that's Rabbi Natan. Before Shalomadim, Mikle Midyan, fine. Achmed Iskada. And then he says, the last line of 18, he has another one, Rabbi Divrei Kabbalah. There are Kabbalah here, as we know, it doesn't mean Kabbalah mysticism. It means Kabbalah Navi, right? The Divrei Kabbalah from Navi is another pasuk in Zechariah. Vayomahu yeh mokor niftach labistavet lechatas ulanida. And a pasuk in Zechariah, Perek Yud Gimel, pasuk Aleph 19. Vayomahu yeh mokor. Mokor means a source, a water source. Niftach labistavet l'yoshu shalim lechatas ulanida. So there you have a pasuk also that talks about nida going to water. Right, you have a pasuk in the Navi as well, the Ritva. On that Sugyan Shabbos, Samach Dalar days, where the Gemara darshans on Adoba Benidasa, the Rekiva I mentioned before, he explains it all, right? He says, Elamat Tamalomar, etc. Adoba Benidasa, Tevin Isachar Mayim, Pirisha Tipo Mikma Mayim, Be'im Tomar. Well, the Doris or Shana Tefillah beneath them in all of them. One second. If the Drush or Akiva, right? So where did they, what happened before Akiva came along, right? Okay, the language of the Gemara there is that this teaching was introduced by Rabbi Akiva. It wasn't clear before the days of Rabbi Akiva. So what was the drasha from before? Right, that's how the Mitzvah phrases the Kasha. Okay, and maybe that's why the Rishonim, I asked before, why did the Rishonim struggle to find a different pasuk of Drush and Rekiva? Okay, but, you know, Rekiva, Tana, what happened before Rekiva? The woman doesn't need it, didn't go to the mikvah? Obviously not. So, Pirish Ben Tam's also, that's why Ben Tam gives the reason from the Gemara Avodah Zarah, may neither. And he quotes a Bahag from Mishkava, okay, that's from the Gonim. And he also has the last line of that mitzvah. Ika de Mapik la Mitzvah Sever Zachariah, right? That's the smag, the pasuk Novi in Zachariah. Okay, we don't have to, you know, belabor this point too much. I just thought it's interesting because, you know, it's less explicit than we might otherwise expect. Just as a side point, Bechonon Wasserman, the Kovetz Oris, Simon Lamites Os Aleph, is a little bit bothered. He says many of these sources that all these Rishonim and Gonim are quoting are talking about Toma, right? Are talking about, right? And not talking about Nidah L'Baila. They're talking about for Taurus purposes, right? That's what he's going at Gemara in the Kovetz Aris on Yevamos. He's going at Gemara in the Afkam Zayin. Tefilas need the perish of Yedoy going the Afkam Mekavachom Agav and so on. The kosher the hot tinach leaning Taurus, avla katil abaylam and all the tzricha tefila. I mean, you know, you want to get technical here. Says Ochanan, look at all these makoros are talking about being matter and nida in terms of Taurus, but not necessarily abaylam. And he writes, "Tzarich lomar the ef sheshetei nida lachatzoy." Now we discussed at the very beginning of the Arav, I quote as Zohar or not, but you know the relationship between nida lataris, maybe the first week of Shir, we talk about nida labaila, nida lataris purposes. So the Rabbi Ochanan says, you see from here clearly that it's all one big happy din. Okay. Now again, we discussed back then that there were those all that are not related necessarily, but that's not what Ochanan says. He says that you know there's no such thing as the two parts have to go together. If she's Tameya in terms of Taurus, and she's also Asur Labaila. If she mikveh works to remove the Tumah for terms of Taurus purposes, then it works Labaila as well. Okay? You know, so that's EF Shara Lemifuginim Hadad. Again, I don't want to agree with that, but that's the point that Ochanan made. Okay, now, there's one other Ara, okay, before seeing what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef here at our Simon Kuf Tzad Zayin at the beginning, in the Zalaf 22, the Beis Yosef says, again, we want to stress that which the Rambam said back in source number 16. The Rambam says, should be yomim u tvila. You need both. But here we're talking about tvila, but don't think tvila works before the days are up. You can't go to the mikveh earlier and then just say, okay, I'll go to the mikveh when I'm still in the status of being an Eden. And I'll just wait. You know, I'm not going to be the husband because I'm still neither. I'm still bleeding. But let me take care of the mikveh now. No, that's what the Beis Yosef says. You can't do that. Okay? It has to be Acher Meisirasa. Who should call the Meisirasa? Feel Tavil Chol Memes Rolam. She went in all the waters in the world. Lo also lo Tvila Klau. The Kevin Shaddai and Itzvich Elizba Yomim Nikiyim Habikatol. The Sheretz Biyada. It's like going into the mikveh and you're holding the sheretz that made you tummy in the first place, right? Tov v'sheretz b'yodah. So here what the Bishos is pointing out. We're talking all about tefillah. And, you know, you could have perhaps had a havamina that, all right, she needs to go to the mikveh before she's mutaris to husband. So I might have thought, okay, during the Shivan Akiyim, one night she has nothing to do. She'll go to the mikveh, but she won't be with the husband until afterwards. No, it's got to be in that order. That's what the Shofar says here in our Simon Kuf Tzadi Zayin, Tzifal of 23. Ein hanida v'azova v'yoledes. Olos mi tumosim below tefila. Shafilo achakama shonim chayav koris habo achman elim kin tovlu karoy b'mikvah roy. Okay, so again, it has to be, just go to the mikveh, and again, in the right order. All right, so that's what we see here in Sif Aleph. And of course, the Taz adds, as we'll see at greater length, we'll start next week, in Sukkot Nalav 24, Taz right, tovlu karoy below chatzitza. Has to be, you know, nothing in between their body and the water and so on, Hainoshe Shomem. So it has to be a proper nida, proper mikveh, that's at least 40 saw worth of water. Okay. Now we'll turn to the question of, that was just a general introduction. Now we'll come to the question of Tvila Bismana. is there a concept of tefillah bizman mitzvah? That's a sugya that comes up in a few places. Okay, it's a Gemara, and we'll see. It's in Nida, but it's also in Yuma and Shabbos. Whether or not tefillah bizman is a mitzvah, right? Is there some kind of mitzvah to be for a woman to be toveles when the time comes? Again, she can't do it before she's eligible. That's for sure. We just saw that. But once she is eligible, once a woman is eligible, is there any inyan to go ahead and do the tefillah dafka at that point, right away? So, and there are a number of nafkaminas. Okay, four particular nafkaminas I'd like to focus on today's year and tomorrow's year. Okay, one, can she, for whatever reason, put off going to the mikveh? A busy night, it's bad weather, whatever, you know, is it okay to put off going to the mikveh for one reason or another? Two, what will be the din if her husband's not around? He's away on a business trip, he's coming back a week from Tuesday. Okay, so now, you know, her period's over and her Shiva Nakima over. Is there any purpose or any need for her to go to the mikveh dafka tonight? Well, no, you know, let her go on a night that's more convenient. Her husband's not here anyways. So she's not going to do that anyway. So maybe that's part of the question. Again, a tefillah bizman mitzvah, then tefillah bizman mitzvah. It's got nothing to do with her husband being around, right? That's a possibility. Three, what about tevilah in the mikveh on Leil Shabbos? Generally speaking, we avoid bathing and, you know, showering and so on and so forth on Shabbos. Okay, especially as concerned with warm water. Can you warm the water up on Shabbos and so on? So that's another issue. If tefillah bizman is not a mitzvah, okay, so the Leil tefillah comes on Friday night, so forget it, wait till Motzei Shabbos. And finally, what about tefillah on Leil Yom Kippur or Leil Tisha B'Av? Okay, we're not allowed to bathe at all. What about tefillah bizman a mitzvah, right? So that those are some of the nafkaminas to that question. So let's begin to look at that. We have a pasuk again in Parshas Pukas, okay, B'Midbar Perek Yud Tes, pasuk Yud Tes. Okay, yeah. So there, just one moment. Yeah. So the Torah says, "Mizoh Karl Kama by Yom Hashlishi Uva Yom Hashvi." Okay, by Yom Hashlishi Uva Yom Hashvi. The sprinkling has to be done on day 3 and day 7. Again, this is in Parshas Chukas to remove the Tumas Mace, Tumas Ol and Tzav, Tumas Mace. Bechito by Yom Hashvi. Simple reading of the pasuk, right? The sprinkling has to be on day 3 and 7, and mechito, the completion of the Torah process, is by Yom Hashvi, and then that's the day on which the tamei meis has to be chibes begadav arachatz b'mayim. So if you take the pasuk at face value, it sounds like you have to do it on the seventh day, that day dafke. Okay, that day dafke. So the Gemara has in Kiddushin, on Daf Samach Beis and Aleph, seems to learn that way. The Gemara says, "V'izah Tarah Tami Mashvisha Mashvi Lomali." Why do you need that phrase altogether? If you look again, I didn't print the whole beginning of Parsha Chukah. If you look in Parsha Parah, if you look there, it already said that there had to be Hazor Shlishi Shvi. Okay, it said that in an earlier pasuk before pasuk Yetes. So, what do you need to repeat it here for? So, it's Salcha Daf Amina Shlishi Lmuteshini Shvi Lmuteshishi. I might have thought, why does it say Shlishi and Shvi? So you're not allowed to do it earlier than that time. Earlier than that time. To come in ma'at b'mei tara. Okay, you're decreasing the amount of days, right? If I had the spring of 3, I want to wait till the 8th day, with Shmini, so I'm pushing off the d'mei tara. Now, to make the d'mei tara earlier, to decrease and so on and so forth, that, I understand why it says, no, I have to wait till Yom Shri. But I might have thought the other way, Yom Shri, it doesn't have to be Dafki Yom Shri, as long as it's not earlier than Yom Shri, but it's okay, says the Gemara of Shmini, to come out of Shmini, time and Shapir Dama. All right? Let's look at Rashi. Okay, Vizah Tarah, Tami Lamali, says 23, Lavla Rechina Parchal Adirat Koba, that's a technical matter for there. But anyway, Limute Shishi, Shalo Riche Kazo, Mitumoso. If I jump the gun and I go into the Mikvah on day 6, which was closer to that Hazah of the Mishri, that I kind of said I can't do. Okay? Next Rashi, Hachi Gassina, Aval Hecha Da'ava B'Shishu B'Shmini, to come out of Shmini, Tara, Ema Shapir Dami. And he said, what about some have a Girsa, and Ravi, or Shri, the first early, I'm not interested in that detail right now. The bottom line is, though, I understand, says the Gemara, that you can't make it earlier than day 7, but maybe later will be okay. Kamash Malan, says the Gemara, in the second line there. Again, a Kiddush and some of Beis Malav 26. Ema Shapir Dami, Kamash Malan, okay? So apparently, no, from that sugya, it's got to be dafke on the 7th, okay, on the 7th. And I would have thought maybe pushing it off. Look at the last Rashi in 27. The Komafish we made Tara Marchik Beholik Miyom Magatuma. Right, I'm making it further away from the day that I originally became in contact with the Tuma. Okay, so it's an LMI. No, you're not allowed to push off at the end either. Then it says Vechita Mashiel. I'm going to start Hanan Mila Kachim or Chuman Chayim Nisogi. I thought the difference between Chuman Kachim. It says not. Okay, so that's the sugya in Kiddushin, which at face value. Okay, seems to indicate that Tefillah is Mana Mitzvah. Torah says, Dudafki, Yom HaShvi. There's another relevant sugya I said before, in Yuma, Ches Amar Allah. There it's talking about the Kohen Gadol. Okay, there in Kiddushin, to be honest, as you saw, it never really mentions specifically the term Tefillah is Mana Mitzvah. We're just extrapolating from the fact that it's Yom HaShvi. I started with that because that's perhaps a source in the Pasuk, the way the Gemara seems to understand it. Okay, but there's really a more explicit source.
Back on the previous one, couldn't you say that there's a counter pressure from Rashi, the long one, Hachi Garsinan?
Yeah, because he says it when he talks about Revi.
Had it been Revi and Shmini, so then it's Pasha that would be fine.
Yeah, you could say that. That's why I don't want to go into that. I don't want to, but Enochanami, you're correct. You're right. Okay, so you can't really prove it from there. But they're more explicit, they're better proof, they're more direct source than that. But I just thought that is one source, since the Torah does stress Yom HaShvi, that's the point. Okay, but there's a sugi in Yuma, and Avches, okay, the sugi there is talking about Tefillah was not a mitzvah, talking about the Kohen Gadol, the preparation of the Kohen Gadol prior to Yom Kippur. We had to make sure we did everything possible to make sure that it was absolutely Torah. Okay, not even any mistake. So it says over there on the Ches Amar Aleph, Yuma 28, the Sanya, Echad Zeh ve'Echad Zeh. Okay, Echad Zeh ve'Echad Zeh, Rashi says in 29, Yom Kippur and Pora. Okay, it requires Mazim of Kol Shiva Mikol Chatol Shahusham Divra Meir. Rameir requires, let's focus on a Kohen Gadol. Rameir requires that when they're preparing a Kohen Gadol, so he may have become Tomei, we don't know what day it was. So every day of this batch of days, theoretically, it could be day three, day seven, right? I mean, we don't know exactly what it was. So you better do it every day, sprinkle every single day. Divrei Meir. And Rabbi Yosef said, no, ain mazal ala shlishi shri b'vad. Okay, shlishi shri from when? Says Rashi, Prishoso. Remember, that's just the first mission Yuma, that Kohen Gadol, you have to separate him, you know, for the 7 days before Yom Kippur. Remember that? You know what I'm talking about, right? So Rabbi Yossi says, no, Rabbi Yossi says just on day three of seven of these 7 day preparation days for the Kohen Gadol, the main Prisha of the Kohen Gadol. Mafrishin Kohen, right? Mafrishin, so you separate him for 7 days before, and day three and seven of that batch, according to him. And now that's also talking about the guy who burns the part, you know, who's involved in the Paraduma processes. Rabbi Chinuch Skana Kohen, in the second line 28, there in Yuma Chesmanov, he says, we split Kohen and service. Hapara Mazim called Shiva Kohen Gadol and Kippur and Mazim El Shri Shri. Okay, he splits. Okay, and the Gemara will discuss as Rashi says why it's different. Not our problem right now. Okay, now what's this machlokas? Let's forget about Rukinus Kana Kohen for the moment. Okay, basically he sides with Rabbi Yossi that the Kohen Gadol does not need every single day. So the Gemara says, "Vahacha b'hacha miflagi." Rameir sober aminin tefillah b'zmana mitzvah. Okay, it's tefillah b'zmana mitzvah. Okay, let's look in Rashi. Tefillah is manamit to the chsiv. Vechito by Hashvi, chibes by Hashba. Lo boz the elalamid al tefillah shetei biyom Hashvi dafka, like we saw before. But that's why I printed that Gemara Kiddushin first. And Rashi here in Yuma refers to it, right? That it has to be dafka yom Hashvi, dafka, and the Hazor is also be the same day. And they were correct days, and therefore kol yom mazil on Shema Hayom is mana. Right, that's its time. So that's how the mayors have the opinion. Tefillah is manamit. In order that they went through this process every single day, because maybe that was the right day, and that's Bismana. And Rabbi Yossi says, no. Okay, Rabbi Yossi, so our lower into is Mana Mitzvah. Our lower into is Mana Mitzvah. Rashi says, our lower into is Mana Mitzvah. Hi, Vechito, Dashinam, Sevetushim, Parakshishi, but something else. That's why I printed the end of 26. They learned from the word Yom HaShvi is something else, that it includes Truma as well. A different drasha. Okay, but be that as it may, what emerges from the Gemara in Yuma, Ches Amar Aleph, is a Machlokas Tanoim. Apparently, the Machlokas Tanoim, Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi, and Rebbe Yitzchak Kohen, with Rebbe Yossi on this matter, whether Tefillah B'Zmana Mitzvah or not. Machlokas Tanoim. Okay? Whether Tefillah B'Zmana Mitzvah or not. Then the Gemara says, does Rabbi Yossi hold Tzvila Bismana Mitzvah? Not law. So Rabbi Yossi Lor Mitzvah is on Mitzvah. Has another Gemara about Tanya, a Bryce, Shame, Kosel, Absorrow. Right? This strange guy had a tattoo or something written on his hand. They had the Shame Hashem. So you go into the water, it'll erase it. So not allowed to rub out the name of Hashem. Right? So the Bryce says, he's got to watch what he does. He can't wash that hand because he's going to wash off that Shem Hashem. He's going to erase the Shem Hashem. Bechikas Hashem. And lo yosu shouldn't put lotions, oils on, oil on. Same problem. And lo yam rokum tenofa. He's got to watch where he stands. He can't stand in a place where there's, you know, exposing the Shem Hashem to tenofa, to dirt. What does he do in his damlo tefila shel mitzvah? What does he do? He has to go into the mikveh. So Karlov Gemi, it says put a patch over it. Okay, it says it covers it. Okay, that's all question, and it relates a little bit to the sugi of the mafsik between the erva and the heart, the libo and the erva, whether putting a patch is enough, just covering yourself is enough. Anyway, so Karlov Gemi, Vitova. And if Yossi Omer, you're Vitova Kedarka. Yossi says, you know, you can go into the mikveh just so much like Shafshi. Don't rub any water on it. Anyway. And the Gemara there, the Brisa there, makes that hinging on Tzvila Bizmana Mitzvah. All right? And Rabbi Yossi seems to say Tzvila Bizmana is a mitzvah. So that's a stira. Okay. Anyway, that's another source, though. So there, Rabbi Yossi, the Gemara resolves the stira. But the point is that you have Tanakama says, Lomin Tzvila Bizmana Mitzvah. Anyway, clear from this Gemara Numa, Daf Ches, is that it's a Machokas Tanoim, originally to Machokas Rabbi Yossi, and then a Machokas Rabbi Yossi Chachamim. So, you know, that's the story. So the and the Gemara concludes there, and look at the last Rashi on top of the next page, the machlokas that revolves around Tzvila Bizmana Mitzvah. So it's a machlokas Tanoim Tzvila Bizmana Mitzvah. How do we paskin at the end of the day? So now we know it's a machlokas Tanoim. Very nice. So how do we paskin? So Tosas there in Yuma Chesam Al 30 says, the Chula Alma Lahani Tanoim Tzvila Bizmana Mitzvah, find Rabbeinu Tam Pasak. The Tvila Bismana lav mitzvah. Hey. When the Tam says we paskin, Tvila Bismana is not a mitzvah. And Afal Gav, he quotes the Gemara Nida, says the other, we'll see the Gemara Nida momentarily. Shmamina, Tvas, Shmamina, Tvila Bismana mitzvah. Okay? I mean, there is a conclusion in Yuma, in Nida rather, Lamina, I printed in 31. Shmamina, Tvila Bismana mitzvah. Okay? Tvila Bismana mitzvah. So the Gemara concludes that way. In need the lamed of an aleph. Says I'm in a time in a chanami, but ain't alacha king. We don't pass on ella kibyas Yehuda. Tarma hasam daya tefila b'achrona. All right, that's the look on 31. Shmami na tefila b'zmanu. Yosef Yehuda disagrees. The daya to the rechol armi v'lo arminan tefila b'zmanu mitzvah. So again, it's a machlokas over there too. Yuma, I keep saying Yuma. It's in Yuma dafkes, but it's also need the daf lamed of an aleph. Also machlokas tamayim. And the Rebbeinu Tam says we pass on like kibyas Yehuda over there. Need the daf lamed of an aleph, who says also lo arminan tefila b'zmanu mitzvah. And he says, you know why? Sharim my simchol yom she'in lacha tovel zuman tefila shel nida v'shel zava shuvas yom keneged yom. He says, one second. He says, because we today, says Rabbeinu Tam, we don't do tefila bizmana mitzvah. Okay, we don't do tefila bizmana mitzvah. After all, says Rabbeinu Tam, we today the Gemara, which we discussed at the end of the Masechta, Tzam of Zion. Even a cooler suffix of a shavin rabbanu latulah biyomom the shiva mashrus lo tavos biyom mishum pam. Okay, he said maybe daright if tefillah bismana mitzvah, then once a woman the 7 days are up, forget about shiva nakiyim and the chomer of zayir and everything. She should go to mikvah at the end of the 7 days. We saw some did that, but Rabbeinu Tam says we don't. Ma'is v'chol yom she'en lachat tefillah bismana mitzvah shul nida. Okay, and. So they don't go to the mikveh then, all right? So that's a shiva in a time. We're not doing tefillah bismana mitzvah because we wait the extra days because of the chumar of zera to wait shiva nakiyim and to treat everybody as a possible zava, as we discussed at length early in the year, right? So that's a shiva time. Rabbi Chanano, pasuk v'sham etzel perakam apelas to sabri tefillah bismana mitzvah. Okay, he paskins the tefillah bismana mitzvah. And even though that's what Menachalal says, that's what it looks like in that Gemara Nida, but the Tosa says not necessarily proof. May not be the Machlokas Beisham Beis Hillel. All right. And one other sheet he quotes, Masha Osar Ben Eliyahu Azokin, one of the Balei Tosa Ben Eliyahu. He also said Tefillah Bizmana Mitzvah in his Azhoros. Masha Osim and Eliyahu Zaken Zichron Baruch Hu Azhoros Shel Tefillah Bizmana Barabra Gdelim Yosei Al Azanecha Techasek At Chasek Dilim. What's he talking about? Azhoros. I don't know if I've mentioned this in the past. Azhoros are poetic descriptions or a poetic list of the mitzvahs of the Torah. Okay, the word Azhoros without the Vav is Vigamatria Taryag. So it was popular at one time that people made these poetic lists of the mitzvahs of the Torah, the Taryag mitzvah called Azhoros. So Shlomo ibn Gabiro, the poet, we have Azhoros of Shlomo ibn Gabiro. We have Rav Sajagon. Rav Sajagon Sefer HaMitzvahs, I haven't mentioned this, I'm not sure. Rav Sajagon Sefer HaMitzvahs is, again, it's a poetic list. He got in the order of the Aleph Beis. He lists all the mitzvahs. He goes to the Aleph Beis a few times. But he goes to the Aleph Beis. When you go look on the cell on the shelf in the Mishmedish for the Sefer HaMitzvahs of Sajagon, it's three fat volumes. Okay, that's because Rav Yochanan Fishel Perlo wrote an encyclopedic commentary on Rav Sajagon's Sefer HaMitzvahs. Sajagon Sefer HaMitzvahs would be like five pages, okay? Rucham Perlo has 35 pages in every one of them, right? He has long, long, tremendous bekiyas and arichas on mitzvahs and so on and so forth. But the original list of the mitzvahs of Sajagon is very brief, okay? So apparently, it's Rabbi Yoel Zokain, one of the Balatosos, also wrote such a work where he listed the mitzvahs. And one thing he says is, Tvila Bizmana Mitzvah, Abra Gadil has to do with tzitzis. And I just lumped them together. But he has a whole text there. But the bottom line is that he also seemed to list Tefillah Bizmana Mitzvah. So he says, no, he says that these lists of mitzvahs aren't necessarily authoritative. Okay, Tosa says we don't necessarily paskin like these, like this. Okay, Ein Lahavi Raya. All right, these type of lists, you can't bring a raya from there and so on. So that's that shita. Similarly, in Nida, on that sugya, on Lamed Amud Aleph, 31, again, I read the Gemara, Shmami Natula was on a mitzvah, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, Lomri Natula was on a mitzvah, Tosas there, says, Shmami, Dibra Amud 32, a little more clear maybe, Shmami Natula was on a mitzvah, Kach Pasim and Chanano, he paskins yes like that, and then and others disagree, okay, and Rabbi Natam says no, and he also has this, because of the tema, the pshita we don't do it. Okay, we don't do it that way today. And he also mentions Rabbi Eliyahu Azokin, Shiyosad Bazhoris, Tvila, Bizman al Dalagdin, Kuliyosad, the low kilchasa. Some of these piyutim are low kilchasa. Okay, maybe they're authoritative, but they're not necessarily halachuran, so we pass like them in all the cases. Okay, a lot of these piyutim. I don't know if you saw, on Shabbos HaGadol, is a piyut from one of the Balatos of Yosef Tuv Elam, which reviews all the laws of Pesach. It's just a piyut. I mean, I personally always, I like certain piyutim. I would never introduce in a shul, it'd be a revolution. The davening would longer. But at home, on Shabbos HaGadol, I usually say in this piyut, because it's a nice review of all of the Hilchos Pesach. So we don't pass like everything that he says. But he has like the Rambam dipping karpas and charoses. Which we don't pass like. But anyway, but the similar thing. That's what Tosa is low kilchus on. Okay. So, machokis, whether Tefillah Bizmana Mitzvah or not, and a machokis, Tanoim, and a machokis, we've shown him how to paskin. Just looking at a few other shitas on this before we see, the conclusion. And again, the nafkamina will be, let's look at now, the nafkamina, what if the husband's not home? Or she wants to postpone it for some other reason. Okay, well, what if the husband's out of town? So we remember that Mishnah in the Tesvav Baral 33. Remember the Mishnah said, "Call on Nashim Mecheskes Tara Balein Haboy Min Aderech Nishen Len Mecheskes Tara." We discussed that Mishnah at length, right? Where when a man comes home and finds his wife, the assumption is, unless he knows otherwise, Mecheskes Tara. And Rashi explains that means 34. Nida Tesvav Baral, call Nashim Mecheskes Tara Balein below Bedika. Okay, for the Bible, it just means the Lahuskara Bedika La Sukha Bataras. Right? We've discussed this many times. Okay, so the Ushalmi on that, well, I don't think we saw this Ushalmi. The Ushalmi on that Sugya Nid, it's Perk Bez Alakadalan 35. The Ushalmi, interestingly enough, says, Okay, Amar Bavol, who Shishah Achar Bes to Shiva Shaman. That we did discuss, right? That as long as there was enough time for it to have gone to the mikvah, right? If she was tummy when he left, it has to have gone long enough for it to have had time. Okay. B'chash Romer Shemelo Tavla, but why don't we say maybe she can go to the mikvah? Amar Chirin Zosomer Shosso Leisha Leishos Betumasa. So as Yerushalmi, you see from there, the husband can assume she went to the mikveh. So the Yerushalmi is mashma that bombing Aderek, when it was enough time that she could go into the mikveh, we can assume that she did go. So apparently it can't be that she waited to go to the mikveh because her husband isn't home. It sounds like she's supposed to go to the mikveh right away, even if her husband's not home, at least according to this Yerushalmi. That's how the Prima Moshe explains. Okay. 36 in Parak Beis Dalachadav. Who should show Sarach Abes Zayin Rik? They should tuchal likbo. I because Shomer Shemal Tova came in a bottle bit Dilma Akati Lotova. Why aren't we afraid? Maybe she can go to the mikveh. So it's the last Pnei Moshe. Zosamer Asolisha Lishos Betumasa. Afal Pishen Bala Beir Tzricha. He should tip Bob Bizmana. So there you see Rishalmi would seem to indicate also Tula Bizmana Mitzvah, and she should take her go even her husband's not in town. That's the simple truth. Is Rishalmi's right? It's a simple reading of that mission, that sugya, as long as she had enough time. And we're not worried, oh, maybe she'd go because she figured her husband's not home anyways. No, the assumption is she did go. Now the Bahag, Sefer Lachdi goes to Bahag, it's in Mem Aleph, his Hilchus Nida, 37, okay, talks about Hafifa, Tzricha L'misha Mesurka Bereshit Samach Uzmilazo. Hafifa, not to be confused with Chatzitza, we'll do those two Simar Maro. Hafifa means the physical preparations, you know, combing the hair, various other, we'll discuss it at length. A lot to talk with Hafifa and Chatzitza, okay? You know, the Hafifa is the physical preparations, okay? So it says, it quotes a Gemara Nida, Samachas 37, Isha lo tochuf be'erev Shabbos, etzim otzoi Shabbos. Apparently the Hafifa is supposed to be done right before, okay? And v'tama alatzma v'heich, Isha chofef, v'zom tevelos b'laylam. All right, same thing. She shouldn't do the chafifa during the day. She should do these chafifa, these physical preparations, cutting her nails and combing her hair, and all these other physical preparations. We've done as close to the time that she goes to mikvah as possible. Okay, now he brings up, what about a Friday night? Okay, so chayfa biyomim with erev Shabbos and tava b'leil of the Shabbos. Okay, and he seems to say that. She could do her chafif on Friday afternoon and go to the mikvah Friday night. And look what he says in the second last line: Mishum, the tefillah bismana mitzvah. Okay, and again, tovelos mishum tefillah bismana mitzvah. Yontif and the Shabbos and so on. We'll discuss those cases at some length. Okay, but he also seems to assume that tefillah bismana mitzvah. Okay, and when it says isha chofef es barav shad tovelos mishum Shabbos, in other words, what the reason? The Gemara seems to, where is it now? When it says Chofefes Barav Shabbos Utovelos Motzoi Shabbos, that's talking about not when Friday night's the Zman. If the Friday night's the Zman, she can go Friday night. It's talking about when Friday night's not the Zman, it's Saturday night's the Zman. All right, why can't you do Chofefes Saturday night? Because it's Yontif, like we had last week, right? Saturday night was Yontif. All right, again, the details of that are not pivotal for us at the moment, other than to say that it looks like also from there that Tefillah Bizmana Mitzvah. Okay, I'm just showing you these different Rishonim. The Or Zeruah, and his Hilchos Nida, Simon Shin Lamed Ches, 38. The Or Zeruah also writes, Mishama Tfilah Smith, Shalav Asa, Sin Adal Lam, Shujram, Harele Chala Hedjit, the Tfilah Bizmana Mitzah. He said Tfilah Bizmana Mitzah. The Mordechai and Shuas, in Hilchos Mikvos, it's Remez Tafshin Nun Beis, in the second paragraph of Shuas, 39. Pasuk Rabbein Tam, the Tfilah Bizmana Ain a Mitzah. Okay, and he brings his raya. Shai kol nesol ino tovos motzei Shabbos. We don't motzei Shiva. We don't do it right away after 7 days. We wait. Not only we wait, but we wait a few days before that, like we discussed. Okay, and therefore it would come out. Dokach osa litbo b'Shabbos v'yom Kippur, Yom Kippurim. According to Rabbeinu Tam, if tefillah is not a lav mitzvah, he shouldn't go on Shabbos or in Yom Kippur. Okay, and he says that the. Gemara, which seems to imply that you do, that's only talking about the other sheet, which we don't pass him like. On the other hand, so Mordechai says three lines in the bottom, Rabbeinu Chanan, Rabbeinu Eliyahu, passed to Zman HaMitzah, Chen Nir Leri, Alav Zayin, Re Alav Zayin means Re Or Zeruah. Or Zeruah's name is Yitzchak, Rabbeinu Yitzchak. Rabbeinu Yitzchak, Rabbeinu Moshe of Vienna, Or Zeruah. So he calls him the Re Or Zeruah. Okay, anyway, so he says also, and the Chen Nim Tzabahag, the motor lipom Shabbos, all we saw. And b'chein amad debar, the Noshim told us b'Shabbos. Okay, so there are many, many people who hold the tefillah b'zmana mitzvah. Now, the Ma'arik has an interesting tshuva. Okay, what was Rabbeinu Tam's raya? Rabbeinu Tam has sounds like a starker raya. Rabbeinu Tam says, how in the world can you say tefillah b'zmana mitzvah? We never do it. Right, so the Ma'arik is discussing this in Siman Lamed Hey of his tshuvas, 40. Okay, he says, Asher sha'alta hecha minig b'inyan tefillah b'zmana im k'divei ha'gaonim k'Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, what are we passing like? All these Gonim, and then the Ozerua, and then the Bag, and the Mordechai, and all the Rabbi Elio, all these people who say that, the Rechonana, who say that Philip is Zman HaMitzvah, what are we passing by the Tom to the Lab is Zman HaMitzvah? That's what Marik was here. How do we pass him? The Tos is passing by the Tom. They ain't allowed to come out of okay, and he says that's why women don't go to the Mikveh when they're in Avelis, that's why they don't go on Tisha B'Av, and so on. All right, but he says, what was his Raya? Because our women were machmir. First of all, we're machmir for the 7 days of Shimon HaKiyun, as Rabbeinu Tam said. Not only that, but remember, we're the Poleta Shechva Zera that we discussed right before Yontif. Right? That's another 5 days. So they're not going necessarily anywhere near the time. I mean, not necessarily five. I mean, it could be that that's part of the, you know, that over, you know, that's not much more. Maybe that's less than 7 days, but it could be more. So anyway, all these things, we're machmir, like Zera and so on. So he says, that's not called zu ain't nikrat tefillah b'zmana. Okay, what the Ma'arik, if I'm understanding it correctly, okay, the Ma'arik seems to say that maybe according to Rabbeinu Tam, you know, that would be called tefillah b'zmana nowadays. But all these other chumras certainly were not going to be called tefillah b'zmana mitzvah. So that's why he says we lean like Rabbeinu Tam. Okay. The Beis Yosef in our siman here in Oz Beis in 41 Siman Kuf Tzadi Zayin says Vani Omer the Lav Hachi Sag Sugim De Alma and the Command Omer Tefillah B'Zmana Ain a Mitzvah. So Ain Lachayisha Tovel Shem Bala Beir We Kol Mokom Nir Shem Bala Beir Mitzvah Litpo B'Zmana. So Beis Yosef says something very interesting. He says clearly the sugya comes out Tefillah B'Zmana is not a mitzvah. Okay, and therefore she does not need to go to the mikveh if her husband is not around. However, look what the Beis Yosef adds. Okay, kisha ain and the 41 kisha ain baila and we call makom nirish im baila beir mitzvah litpo b'zmana. What do you mean by that? I thought he just said that tefillah b'zmana is lav mitzvah. So why is it different? And that's actually what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Take a look in 42 here in Sif Beis. So Kuf Tzadi Zayin Sif Beis im baila beir mitzvah litpo b'zmana. So is he pasking tefillah b'zmana mitzvah? The Beis Yosef said tefillah is lav. Paskin like Rabbeinu Tam, and Paskin too was not a lav mitzvah. So what does he mean here? So what he says is, mitzvah lipo is mana she'ein shelo levata period of arivia tefila laila achas. Not tefila bismana mitzvah, etzem the tefila, that's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah because the other mitzvahs involved, there's puravu, okay? Not because the etzem tefila bismana is a mitzvah, okay? You hear what he's saying? It's not because the actual tefillah b'zmana. The mechaber says tefillah b'zmana mitzvah. All right. Now we pass again. I'm trying to show you the difficulty with this mechaber here in our siman Kuf Tzadi Zayin Siv Beis. Okay. On the one hand, you know. By the way, just as a side point, I forgot to mention. I didn't quote it inside, but you know, if tefillah b'zmana mitzvah, you could make the case that a single girl should go to the mikveh too. By the way, okay. But tefillah b'zmana mitzvah. Right, and actually, there's some hold like that. Your pasuk is not a mitzvah. You know, that's a big thing. Okay, it could even be that an unmarried woman should go to the mikveh because they have a mitzvah to become tar as well. Okay, anyway, we pass until it's not a not mitzvah. Okay, and that's why we don't let single women go to the mikveh, etc., etc. Okay, because then they'll be less careful about harayas and whatever else. But I mean, we pass until it's not a lav mitzvah. Yet the mechaber here says again, it's verse 42, in baila beir mitzvah litpo bismana. All right, but if you read the Mechaber carefully, he's not saying that. He doesn't mean tefillah b'zmana mitzvah the way those Tanoim, or the way perhaps with some of those Rishonim said it, that etzem tefillah is a mitzvah. What he means is it's a mitzvah to go to the mikveh to become tahora. Okay, the result is the mitzvah, so that you can have tashmish and puravu and so on. right? And whatever other mitzvahs there are, maybe if someone has children, but there's la'ar v'altalach yodecha, and she have more children, and so on and so forth. In other words, that's the point, okay? As a matter of fact, you could argue, let's say the couple knows that they're not going to be able to conceive. Let's say she's on some medication or birth control, whatever, you know, and allowed to be, okay? No problems, right? So maybe there wouldn't be a mitzvah. He's only saying the mechaber really holds tefillah is not a lav mitzvah. He's only saying tefillah is not a mitzvah, not in the sense of tefillah, in the sense of the result that she becomes part of it with the husband, and it's a purvu. Okay, so that's the idea, we don't have to bend over backwards. Now the issue of the husband being out of town. Okay, the husband being out of town. Well, actually, if you take a look at 43, there seems to be a little bit of a steer because in Hilchos Tisha B'av, it's Arachayim, Siman Tav Kuf Nun Dalad, Sivchas, there the language is Tvila Shal Mitzvah Bizmana, Muteris. Okay, Abizmana Hazeh ain't Tvila Bizmana, Hilchakol Titbo B'Avachay Nagu. Again, the Mechaber there says that nowadays, like I'm in a town, we don't have Tvila Bizmana Mitzvah anyway, so therefore the woman shouldn't go to the Mikvah on Tisha B'av. That's what he's talking about. But he also says Tvila Shal Mitzvah Bizmana is muteris, but again, that's mikra din. But today, it wouldn't miss. I don't think it's necessarily stira. But the point is, when he says tefillah bizmana mitzvah, he doesn't mean that it's a mitzvah as because of some mitzvah of tefillah, but rather it's the matter you should want to become Torah to be able to be with her husband. Okay. Now, just to finish up this point, I'd like to at least start the next thing briefly. But if the husband is taka not in town, so here we have different ideas. Okay. In other words, lechora, there shouldn't be any problem if the husband's not in town anyway, because look what the Mechaber said. In Baila Be'ir, then mitzvah litpo is manasho levatam peri rivet, but she's not going to have be anyway with the husband because they're coming back in a few days, not here. So then lechora, there should be absolutely nothing wrong with the woman deciding, you know what, I'm going to wait already. I'll wait till it's more convenient. The night my husband comes home, I'm not going to go tonight. I mean, by the way, this is not uncommon at all. Okay, I mean, it's not uncommon at all for people. I mean, maybe now people are traveling less with COVID and everything, but people have gone on business trips. Sometimes you're out of town when the wife finishes Shivanakiyam. Okay, so the chorus, she doesn't have any chiv to go to the mikveh immediately. If she wants to wait until later to go, it should be okay. Now, the only thing is that Alpi Kabbalah, Adarab, it says she dafka shouldn't go to the mikveh when the husband's away. Because it's something to shade him and I don't know what. Okay. So, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention this. Okay. So, some people will dismiss that. But I'll be Kabbalah. There's some concern that Dafka, she should Dafka not go. Okay. That's also for one to go to the mikveh when a husband's not around because of Ruach Ra and shade him and, some whatever exactly that is. Okay. And others do it. They say that she can go, but she should keep a knife under her pillow. I don't know if you ever heard this practice. I still see them, but okay, if the husband's away. I don't know, for most people, halacha l'maisa, we're not worried about shadim and ruach ra, so she can go whenever she wants. All right, this is, it's interesting because this is a problem in the summertime in the mountains. Okay, a lot of chassidim, go to the mountains, the Catskills for the summer, their bungalow colonies and homes and so on and so forth. And a lot of times the husband goes home during the week. He leaves Sunday night. He comes back Thursday night or Friday. Okay, so they're for Shabbos. But then the wife, a friend of mine once described the bungalow colonies as a summer camp for women. It's camp for women, right? The husband's not home. So they have it all the women, all their friends, all week they camp. The husband comes up on Shabbos. But so the husband have to work for the week, right? So because many of the Chassidish women have this minig, I'll be Kabbalah, not to go to the mikvah when husband's away. So the mikvahs are especially crowded on Thursday nights up in the mountains. There are a number of mikvahs up in the mountains, and all of a sudden they get very busy on Thursday night. So the question is, there are issues about it. And so many women come to the mikvah on Thursday nights up in the mountains that the mikvah ladies have to stay there all night long, hours and hours to accommodate all the people. So that's a question. You don't want to be machmer for something like Kabbalah when it's going to negatively impact somebody else. No. Okay, I just wanted to mention that point. All right, let's look a little bit about Shabbos. Okay, we'll just start with this, and then we'll do more of it tomorrow. We'll just let's begin. Okay, so another nafkamina would be tefillah on Shabbos. All right, so I mentioned before Let's see. There's a mission beitza. We alluded to it before. All right. So we'll start. Everyone with me here? So the okay, straightforward, right? So now we'll talk about tefillah b'Shabbos. What's the din about tefillah on Shabbos? So again, this may depend on the question of tefillah is not a mitzvah. Now. Okay, tefillah is not a mitzvah. No question. What are tefillah is not a mitzvah? So there's a mission beitza. Yod Zayin and Reish 44, talking about tefillah. Chal yos achar Shabbos. Okay, you have yontif Friday after Shabbos. All right. Beshamay Omrim Makbilan es Hakol Milifnei Shabbos. Anything which needs tefillah, that's what Rashi says there in Beit Yizam, Beit 45, Makbilan es Hakol. Kol Hatzarach Tefillah Bein Adam Bein Kalim. A person, you have Kalim that needs tefillah, everything should be done before Shabbos. Okay, everything should be done before Shabbos. Milifnei Shabbos. And as the Rashi in 45, Milifnei Shabbos quotes that, because the Gemara says, Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezan Beis, Chayav Adam Taras Hasm Regel. Okay, so do it all before Shabbos. Beisila Omrim, look at the end of 44, that Mishnah in Beit Zion and Beis, Beisila Omrim, Kalim, Milifna Shabbos. But for Adam Bishabbos, Kalim, I agree, you got to take care of all, try toggling all Kalim before Shabbos. True. But a person can go on Shabbos. That's what Beisila. So ask the Gemara, 46, on the bottom of that Omrim, Zion and Beis, going over to Yerchasimara, 46. Mar says the chula alma mias kli b'shabbos lo. Everyone agrees, both b'shama and b'shul agree that kelim you can't do on Shabbos. My time, what's the matter with tugging a kli on Shabbos? Amarava gzera shemi yitlanu biyada v'aver arav amitz u'shtaravin, because you'll end up, you know, carrying the kli to the mikveh. Right, that's referred. You'll end up carrying the kli to the mikveh. Right, you're going to have to do tefillah, so you'll end up, you know, the mikveh is 3 blocks away, so you'll carry. That's the concern. So amarav baya yisho bor b'chatzero ma'ikna. What if you have a proper mikveh, a rainwater collection, whatever. It doesn't have to be, you know, so big. It has to be 40 saw. Let's say you have your backyard. What's the problem there? So you have a chanami. I'm like, zera borba chatzer, alto borba shusarab. Okay, but with a low plug, right? Not everybody has a bore in their backyard, the mikveh in their backyard. I have an uncle who was a rav in the suburb of Pittsburgh. So when they wanted to build the mikveh, the whole issue in town, I mean, he's gone and passed away many years. He was a rabbi there for decades. Anyway, so he decided he's going to build the mikveh in his garage. And that's where the town mikveh was. And they had a long driveway in the back. It was one of those houses with a garage in the back. So that became the town mikveh. It was in his garage. I mean, I was there many times. So, but not everyone has a mikveh in the garage. So it says, the Gemara, low plug. Okay, low plug. Gzera. So Hatinach Shabbos. Okay, so then I understand why you can't to title the Kalim on Shabbos. What about on Yontif? You don't have to be allowed to carry. There's no problem being titled Kalim on Yontif, because you don't have to be allowed to carry. Or it says, Gzera Yontif Otto Shabbos. I mean, Gzera Yontif Otto Shabbos. Is that true? So Rava Omar Neshinira Kimisakin Kli. No, the concern is something else. We have one of the Malachas on Shabbos called Makabe Patish. Putting the final blows on something, making something which was until now not suitable for your use, now you made it suitable for use. That's called makam patish, and called metikun mana, mesakin mana. You're fixing something that it wasn't usable, or it wasn't fully usable in its previous condition. Now you made it usable. That's prohibited. Is one of the malachas. Okay, mesakin mana, mesakin kli. So mesakin kli. Here, you're not doing anything physical to the pot, but you're making it, it's a halachic misakin kli, right? You're not allowed to use the kli now. Not supposed to use the kli now. So it's a halachic misakin kli, yeah? So that's why you're not allowed to do it. Shabbos oriented, because it's a halachic misakin kli. So if that's the case, ask the Gemara in Yerchasim and Aleph, the end of 46, Yehachi Adam Nami. Then the person also, he's Tomei, and now you're changing the status. Also be it. Answers Adam Nira Kimaker. The only concern is it looks like you're fixing something. But a person, you could always say, hey, he's getting the water to cool. He hopped into the water to cool off. Cool off. Okay, that's the Sugi and Beitza. Yuzan Beiz Yuchas Amr Aleph. Okay, let's look at the Rashi 47. Right, the original concern was Yavarini Arabam Shirabim in Koma Adam Mikveh. You have to carry to the Mikveh. Then Umiga Zvina, but we don't make Exer Yontav Atu Shabbos and so on. Rabbi Omar Tanasim Shanurik Musakin Kli, the Damiel Takonis Malacha, the Gazal Midrabonim. It's not really fixing something. When you Tovel a Kli, I called it Halachic Musakin Mono. It's not, that's not really fixing anything. So that's the Rabbonin Asurit. But with a human being, there's an excuse. They didn't answer it because he can say he went in for a cool off. Okay, that's a sugya in Beitz on Daf Yud Zayin. All right? Now, so what about, how does this now fit in with us in terms of Shabbos? Okay? In terms of Shabbos. So the, So the tour in our siman here, Kuf Tzadi Zayin, 48, right? So when a Chanal Posak, Tvila bizmana mitzvah and hilchach mitzvah shetitbo miyad achar sheyiflu meisirosa, even Shabbos, even Friday night, the miyad, no matter what. And the Beis Yosef spells it out here in our siman, most basic. But kanal posak kuluzana mitzvah, can't cause latosis, and we saw the tosis in the Nida and in Yom, all quoted this amount of time, but he's this amount of kanal, but he's bothered by the language. Masher kosa hilchach mitzvah shetitbo miyad achar sheyiflu meisirosa. What does that word hilchach mean? Okay, ikalamedik my hilchach halo ze atzma hu masha omer v'chanal tzvilu v'zman ha-mitzvah hu poshet hu shir tzom omer shir miyad achar shiyich tamei siros ha-titbo the kem shayin lo shachim omer hilchach. He's bothered, look in the line of 48, the Rabbeinu Chanal's line, okay, in the tour. Rabbeinu Chanal poshet tzvilu, therefore, it's a mitzvah to do the tzvila right away. What do you mean, therefore? That's what you mean. Tzvila v'zman ha-mitzvah means, it's not therefore. Right? The word hilchach is misplaced, says the Beis Yosef. It doesn't make any sense. Well, what's the hakan word hilchach? That's exactly what tefila is not a mitzvah. What does that mean? That means you should do the tefila immediately. So what do you mean hilchach? All right. B'yesh Lomar, so he says in the third line of the Beis Yosef, the Rabbeinu Mari Benashi Didan, that tefila rose tipa tam yoshet ol shivin akim, ikal amere tefila didu lav bizmano. So no, he said that's addressing a concern of Tom, that our woman, it's not really bizmano. Okay. Because maybe they have to have Shivan Akim and all that. Okay? And therefore, it's Lav's Manam in a Torah. So I'm going to say it's not really a mitzvah. So that's what he says. Nevertheless, okay? Look at four lines on the bottom of 49. Lechach kosav the lesser elekeven she'en amis akvos militba element that comes chachomim kishmagi asman shekovu lohen chachomim tvila bizmana mikri umitzvahi. He's also telling us that's called tvila bizmana mitzvah nowadays. We saw it briefly before, and we sort of spells it out. That's called Tefillah Bizmana Mitzvah. Okay, and he quotes the smag like that, and so on. All right, so, and if you take a look, what he says, okay, V'chein ro'isi gisi v'shimim v'shimim, Shlomo v'shimim, Shohaya manhig l'bito litpo af b'choref, bizmana af v'shim b'alabir. You can ask a question, should a woman go to the mikvah, husband away for 2 months? So I'm going to skip this month altogether, it's the winter time. They have heated mikvahs like that. They have to go in the river. Okay, it's, you know, when the river's freezing cold. So one figures, my husband's not coming back till next month anyway. I'll wait till next month. No, he made it do it anyway. So that's the, I was sort of printed this basis, I guess, earlier. But in any event, Gos Maimon is also impaired, but Dalad off a test, and those Dalad, right? He quotes the Ushama you mentioned before, that you shouldn't delay the tefillah. Okay, and even if Ain Balabi, I realize now this is out of place. I should have printed both of these Beis and it goes minus before. Okay. Should have mentioned it before. Okay. But bottom line is, but what emerges in the Beis Yosef and it goes minus, though it's relevant to Shabbos, is that either way, you should go as soon as possible. Okay, you should go as soon as possible. And the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, for example, says in Parakom Gimel Alacha Ches 51, also, the hot bill Caleb man b'shabbos mibnei shu k'misak and kli, avol adam tamei mutul lipal neishin rekemeka. Right? I mean, a person can. So that seems to be clear, and it's not even if we hold that tefillah bizmana is not a mitzvah. Okay, even if we hold tefillah bizmana is not a mitzvah. So nevertheless, it's mutter. That's interesting because, you know, this svar of Nira Kemekar, I don't think in Poland, in the middle of the winter, that many people were looking to cool off by jumping into the, whatever that big river, the Sali River is called. I mean, it's hard to imagine. Okay, so to claim that it's mutter because of Nira Kemekar, you know, it's a little hard, unless you want to say that was the reason, but they never answered it. They never answered the tefillah. So there are people saying that, we have a right to be makel now to allow tefillah on Shabbos, even though the reason doesn't really apply. The reason of Nira Kemekar, that's very nice, and, in the middle of summer, you know, or in Mediterranean countries in the middle of summer, but in Europe in the wintertime, Nirukamaker is not really a great, you know, not really a great svar. And that's a question, okay? That's really a question. Because there's some Rishonim said, we can't really claim Nirukamaker anymore, and therefore, Tzilah on Shabbos should not really be allowed. We should you know, close the mikvahs on Friday. We don't do it. But take a look in the Sefer Agur, okay? And we'll finish up. 52. Tzilah Sefer Agur is in Hilchos Tzilah Siman Elef Shin Pei Gimel. Nishal Mori Avi, Rabbi Yehuda Landau Zal, Al Isha She'ir Zman Tzilah, so listen to a different nafkamina. Okay? Again, Rambam says Nirukamaker, that's what the Gemara says. One can question whether that applies everywhere, and then there's some discussion about it. But take a look now at the offshoot of this. The Ogre writes, what do we have in the following case? All right. Nisha Mori Omer Yudalanda Al Isha Shi'ira's mom Tilosa Bilal. Hey, this woman could have gone to the mikvah Thursday night. Something came up Thursday night, Venenzo. I don't know, something got tied up. Something happened, you know, Thursday night. Now, can she go Friday night? Because that's not Zmana. But his mom was Thursday night. So he paskin, this Agra quotes, Veheshiv the Aina Yechola Litbol hold Idchiz Mantula, Vechain Tosa Ria Levi. Shemocha Litbol Klal Bel Shabbos Rak Bizmano Mamish. So there's some Rishonim, probably these Rishonim, who are not thrilled with the Nirukamaker concern when it's not really applicable in certain lands, certain times of year. Okay. So they really say, okay, well, we'll let you go Friday night if that's Mamish Zmano. Mamish Zman means it's Zmana. If Thursday night was your Zman, then Friday night's not your Zman. Then tough, you'll have to wait till Motzei Shabbos. Okay? Rak Zmana Mamish. And he said, V'chein Pasar when Yaakov Molin, you mentioned, well, that's the Ma'aril. His Tshuva, Simon Kuf Lamed Tes, 53. Okay? Oh, Rabbi, my Rabbi, Al-Nashim Shenagel, Sissel, Batim, Shalom, Lippo, Be'er, Shabbos, Betila, Shalom, Zmana. Kagon Achar Leidosa. Right? Well, is it right? It's not. He writes in the Tshuva 53, it's proper, okay? Because they should not do it on Leil Shabbos unless it's absolutely the Zman. But in the Heat, the Kamelon Kabbinah Tam, we pass every time the Tefillah is not a Lav Mitzvah, and we allow it on Shabbos, okay? And nonetheless, he says, okay, but only if, you know, it's Zmana. And otherwise, we shouldn't do it. And he says, because it runs into various, even if we allow women to go on Shabbos, that's only if they couldn't have gone earlier. Okay? If she could have gone during the week, then we don't let her go on Shabbos. We only let women go on Shabbos if it's Zmana Mamish. And he says, because there are other chashashas, there are other concerns. Okay? For example, he says, other concerns of schita, okay, and carrying and water and different things. So he says that it's best to avoid going to the mikvah Friday night unless it's Zman HaMamish. So again, we have a little bit of a range, okay, in terms of the psak here. The way the Beis Yosef phrased it, now goes minus, maybe is that, you know, that the husband's in town, so you should do it at the earliest available opportunity. That's the mitzvah, Zman HaZeh, that's the mitzvah. And they would seem to paskin, I would think, the Beis Yosef would paskin, that if somebody couldn't go Thursday night, okay, to do it the next available earliest time, which is Friday night. We saw other Rishonim disagreed with this. So we'll see. I'll stop over here because it's getting late. But if you look in the next source, the Shmos HaDeshin, okay, which we'll start with tomorrow, and some Rishon Hey 54 deals with this problem that, you know, we're not really worried about Nirukamaker, you know, at least in his land. Shmos HaDeshin was in Ashkenazi countries. You know, I didn't think that was a legitimate answer. That's part of this issue in terms of Shabbos. Lamaisa, we do allow women to go to mikvah on Friday night, but you know, as we see, this is part of the issue. Okay, so we'll stop over here, and we'll continue, Mr. Shem, tomorrow.
Good, Rabbi.
Yeah.
Someone asked me an unrelated question. I just wanted to follow up with Rabbi about it. Yeah. Someone asked me, they wanted to change